Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What are we doing here, big guy? I think we're going to talk about Hong
Kong. Yeah, we're going to talk about the disturbances in Hong Kong, the airport protest. Muhammad Alahi is a professor of international business at Quinnipiac University. Professor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being.
I'm great. How are you?
We're good, thank you. Better than things have been in Hong Kong. And even though the airport is now open, this is a serious situation. And this is not something that just developed overnight.
No, it has not something that has developed overnight. In fact, there has been it has been simmering for a long time. I think if you look at the history of Hong Kong, when it was returned to China in 1997,
right.
The Chinese government promised that there will be one country, two system. Basically, what Chinese meant that the Chinese government meant at that time that Hong Kong would enjoy autonomy in terms of its legal and economic affairs.
Okay.
But over the years, Chinese government has been trying to influence issues, domestic issues, legal issues in within Hong Kong, and I think that caused this anxiety.
As I understand it, one of the things that set this off was, in fact, an extradition treaty that they were trying to drop on, they being the Chinese. Is that part of it, where a Hong Kong person could be hauled into China?
I think the current crisis, it was sparked definitely by the extradition bill. Basically, that bill had a provision that Hong Kong people would be extradited to mainland China for any criminal activity. And many Hong Kong people were worried that they might not get a fair hearing in China, because they're in mainland China, the judicial system, the legal system is very different. So that really sparked it. But there are some other demands also. The demonstrators are also asking for the resignation of Mrs. Carrie Lam, the chief executive of Hong Kong, who they see as a puppet of the mainland Chinese
right.
government. And they're also worried about what would happen to their style, their economic philosophy, their economic way of life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main anxiety behind this, main reason behind this demonstration.
How concerned, Professor, are the people of Hong Kong that the Chinese may be ready to try to take control of Hong Kong? I heard something yesterday about somebody referred to it as thought this could be their beginning of their Tiananmen Square.
Oh, my.
Actually, I don't think it will turn out to be something like Tiananmen Square. I don't think Chinese government would take such a heavy-handed approach. There would not be such a crackdown in the scale of Tiananmen Square. I think Chinese government would try to control the situation through using the Hong Kong police force. There is a Chinese garrison within Hong Kong. There are about 5,000 to 8,000 Chinese troops stationed there. They might come in aid for the Hong Kong police. But I don't think Chinese government would resort to any military crackdown, because it would have some reputational risk, and also there would be an economic risk. Even though Hong Kong may not be as important to China as it was in 1997,
right.
still it is very important, because Chinese firms, they raise a lot of their capital through Hong Kong. Many of the big Chinese firms, such as Tencent, Xiaomi, they're listed in the Hong Kong Stock Exchange.
Right.
Many foreign direct investment that flow to mainland, they actually go through Hong Kong. And Hong Kong is also an independent member of the WTO, even though it is a part of China. And Hong Kong has that reputation that it has a fair legal system, fair and its economic system is something that appeals to the investors. It is the most important financial hub in Asia.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think China would do anything that might jeopardize their reputation or their long-term economic interests.
Well, here's the question I would ask you is, you know, obviously 1997, as you pointed out, a big celebration. It's returned to, of course, China, it being Hong Kong. It was under British rule for, what, about 100 years, something of that sort. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, does, like, for example, British common law still apply in Hong Kong as opposed to what might be extant in communist China?
Hong Kong was under British rule for 156 years, and at that time it developed its own legal system. So China has promised that the law that Hong Kong people has been following that would be valid for another 50 years.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what the Chinese government called it the Hong Kong Basic Law that guarantees its uniqueness. It guarantees freedom that are unavailable to Chinese people in the mainland, such as the right to protest, the right to free press, the freedom of speech. And one of the key features of the Basic Law is also that it gives the people of Hong Kong the right to develop its own democratic system. And the assumption was that the Chinese government would not interfere with that. But of course, in the recent years, Beijing has been reinterpreting the law. They have been trying to pick people or members of the legislative assembly who would favor the interpretation or the reinterpretation of Beijing.
What one other thing before we let you go, Professor? We know the president has announced that he will not start the tariffs against China. He has delayed the start of that. What do you think is the reaction over there to this policy by the president concerning the tariffs?
To be honest with you, I think Chinese people, they have gotten used to the inconsistency in President Trump's policies. In fact, just last night I was talking over phone with a friend in China, and they're not paying much attention to what President Trump is saying. This is, in a way, unfortunate, because in the past, what the U.S. government would say it would be carefully scrutinized in China. But I think with President Trump's various actions and then U-turn, they have caused, sometimes it even causes humor in China. So I don't think they're taking it as serious as we take it in the U.S.
We've been talking to Professor Mohammed Alahi from Quinnipiac University. Professor, thanks for the insight.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. Have a great day.
We'll speak again.
And thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you, sir.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.